hour to the 7 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day. Without Doug Steffen, he is, as you heard yesterday, at Heidelberg College in Tiffin, Ohio, and is running around with his friends over there this morning at some meetings trying to figure out the goings on.
He's trying to re-enlist.
Yes. You think so?
You think he wants to go to school again?
He's looking for a co-ed.
You think he wants to quit the farm? Well, he would still do the radio show from WTTF.
Right, he'd still do the show. I think he'd just move his farm to Ohio because he has said that if he were to move, he'd farm in Ohio or California.
He's got really nothing except for Edgar and Donald and everybody on the farm. I mean, yeah, his sister lives down the street, but...
Who really likes to live near family anyway?
No, I mean, with the kids gone, it's possible.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's how rumors get started.
I think Edgar, I don't think he'd want to leave Edgar, though.
I know. They're so cute. They're like bosom buddies.
Yeah, yeah.
Except without the wigs and the hair and the makeup and the girls' clothing.
Just like that. So anyway, here it is. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, and Rich McFadden here in our studios outside Washington, D.C. And in case you didn't stay up until midnight, like I did not, I went to bed at 11 o'clock in about...
Okay, so I'm the dummy that did.
I'm dead.
You stayed up for the whole
game?
Yeah,
but you're 3 hours back behind us, right?
It doesn't matter, because I still get up 3 hours earlier than everybody else.
That's true.
So midnight, or 9:30 is like midnight 30 for me.
Midnight 30. So I watched the baseball game, game 6 of the World Series last night.
And I said, what baseball game?
And St. Louis Cardinals. And I said, let's talk about the baseball game. And Roberta is, what baseball game? And
I'm
usually,
so clueless.
Yeah, we don't talk sports much here, but I mean, when something like this happens,
the World Series, for crying out loud,
it's the World Series.
What happened?
And even Doug, would talk about the World Series a little bit, and he would just go, "Okay, yeah, the Rangers beat the Cardinals, or the Cardinals beat the Rangers, 10-9, yeah, big deal." This game was about one of the craziest games I ever saw, and I went to bed early and didn't see the crazy ending.
Okay, so it was lackluster. You tell me about the crazy part. So I'll fill you in, Roberta. This is what's going on. The Texas Rangers are playing the St. Louis Cardinals.
Boo.
Okay. That's why I'm not watching it.
Okay, so those two teams are playing. The Rangers were in the World Series last year and lost to the Giants. So this is their return match, basically. And the Rangers were up 3-2. So if they won last night, they would have won the World Series, okay?
Because it's the best of seven.
Best of seven, correct.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead, Rich.
Okay.
So it was a big game, in other words.
Last night, I come in at around the third or fourth inning, and already there had been 3 errors made. Okay, mistakes. I'm watching the next couple of innings, and boom, another error, boom, another error. So I tweet, these are the two best teams we can put. We have. There had been 6 errors, 5 or 6 errors by the 6th inning. So then St. Louis brings in another pitcher, and then boom, boom, back-to-back home runs.
Ooh.
So by the 7th, I'm thinking, okay, Texas has got this probably locked up, even though I wanted St. Louis to win so that Sean could stay up late enough to watch a game 7 tonight. But I had to go to bed. It was 11 o'clock, and I'm like, that's it. I got to go to bed. So I go to bed, and then apparently the craziest ending of any World Series game ensues. Jennifer, you watch the rest. And it goes
Maybe I missed that part, because here's my deal. And I'll tell you about my night yesterday. I had a really cool day yesterday, surprising my mom. And so we were out to dinner. I didn't get home till late, but I ran home because I heard there was some crazy thing going on with the World Series. But by the time I tuned in, all that happened was a, single run home run. And then the game was over in the 11th inning.
So in the 11th inning, bottom of the inning, St. Louis is down by 1 run.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And they hit a walk-off home run. Basically, they're able to win the game with this home run. All right? But the crazy part was the same thing happened in the 10th inning and the 9th inning.
Wow.
They just kept catching up.
They kept catching up. It looked like they were going to lose in the
9th. Oh, wow.
It looked like they were going to lose in the 10th. It looked like they were going to lose in the 11th. And they ended up winning it with a walk-off home run. Yeah.
Yep, so then the Cardinals won.
Well, now, that's a ball game. That's a World Series ball game.
It was
except for the errors part. But
except for the errors part. So, but it's, I mean, just...
Well, everybody makes mistakes. It's okay.
So I wrote Lame Texas Lame on my Facebook page because I actually was going for Texas. St. Louis is a National League rival of my Dodgers, and so I go for the American League because I just want to be bitter. And people were really upset that I wasn't a Cardinals fan. But the thing is, I don't really care. It's just
Louis
I go
is popular.
For,
the Cardinals are popular. I've got a couple of buddies who are Cardinals fans. I don't really care.
You have the Pujols.
Pujols, yeah.
Pujols.
Yeah, but Texas has never won it, so I'd like to see Texas win it.
I know, come on. So,
but more than anything, last night I want Sean to be able to stay out with me tonight, watch Game 7.
It'll be exciting, and there'll be a big rivalry tonight because, Texas thought they were going to win it last night.
Yep. Done. So now it's I can't remember how long it's been since World Series has gone Game 7, but it's been a little bit. So it'll be fun. So I dig it. So
good
anyway,
competition.
So you go out to dinner with your mom last night.
Okay, so let me tell you guys about my day. Oh, this is so exciting. Okay, so my mom is turning 60 on Saturday, and you probably heard me talking. Last Saturday, I had a little get-together for her friends and yada, yada. And I kind of did that to throw her off the trail because her dad, my grandpa, contacted me a few weeks ago and said, I'd really like to be with your mom to surprise her on her birthday. And I thought, my mom's been going through a lot lately. She had a couple of little health scares going on. She had someone try to break into her house. She's, had all these little things, So I thought this would actually be really good for her. So I said, yes, let's do it. Can't believe I kept the secret because I love to blab, as you guys know. And so I kept the secret all the way through. We did the little get-together last week. What was funny is they were going to come to that get-together and surprise her, but they booked it for the wrong weekend because they thought that it would be on her birthday, weird enough.
Uh-oh.
It was the weekend before. So basically I went yesterday, left work, and went to the airport and picked them up and took them to her school because she had back-to-school night, so I knew we had to surprise her there as opposed to someone else. And I had someone in my office who wants to be an actor call her cell phone and say that he was sitting in the faculty parking lot of North Hollywood with a huge delivery from NBC Universal. And he wasn't going to deliver it anywhere unless someone came and signed for it. And so she was trying to find him because apparently there's three faculty parking lots at North Hollywood High School, which I didn't know. She was trying to find him and she couldn't find him. And so then he kept calling me saying, where am I again? Tell me more details about where I am. So they're going back and forth on the phone. Here she comes around the building corner looking angry because she can't find this delivery guy. And she sees her dad and me and my grandpa's wife. And she started crying her eyeballs out.
Of course.
Aww. I mean, she was just cry, 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 cry. And, of course, the first thing she says is, my house is a mess. You can't stay there. Which it wasn't because yesterday after we got off the air, I went up to her house. And it wasn't a mess. You know, moms, they always think their house is a mess. And it wasn't. And straightened everything up. I cleaned out the refrigerator. And then I had her cleaning lady come and do the rest.
Oh, wow. That was nice.
So it was a big surprise. And then
parents, just coming over and cleaning my house by surprise is a big enough present for me.
I know, she was really excited, except I had taken the stuff out of her bathroom and moved it into the guest bathroom where she would be staying because she lets them have her room. And so last night I called to say goodnight to her after our little dinner, and I said, are you sure you're not mad? You're surprised and everything. And she goes, no, it was a great surprise. But I could tell something was wrong, and I realized it was because she couldn't find her toothbrush and she was mad at me.
Aww.
For not being able to find her toothbrush? Why? Did you hide
it? Because I moved all of her stuff into the guest bathroom trying to be nice.
Okay.
Anyway, that was my big day. So I was excited. She was surprised. And now we're going wine tasting on Saturday. Happy ending.
So how long are they here for?
Only till Monday.
Only till Monday. Okay. So not long enough that it would be a nuisance. It'd be a nice little trip.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. We had dinner last night. We'll get together again today. And then we'll do some wine tasting in Malibu on Saturday. And that'll be about it.
Yeah, that's cool. I want to come out for one of your wine tastings.
Nice. You need to. I do it right.
Yeah.
So have you guys ever been surprised like that?
No, it's really tough to surprise me because my schedule is so crazy that people know they can't take a chance that I would be free at that particular time. So they always have to tell me.
I thought I was going to have to tell my mom because she had back to school night and she had a thing after that. She was going to go to a play and I thought, oh, geez. So that's why I had to surprise her at school. I was hoping to surprise her somewhere else. But
I had a surprise.
It's always been...
30th birthday party, but...
Did you? Yeah.
Nah,
were you really surprised? Did you know?
Surprised?
Nah, I I mean, I knew my friends were taking me somewhere. I mean, it was on my birthday, duh. Yeah, I mean, we always all get together. So, I mean, I knew we were going somewhere to meet everybody. So I just didn't know where or who would be there. So
one time I got my dad, we had a surprise party for him for his birthday. And he had this dog, Judd, who was a husky, cute, cute, cute dog. But Judd was starting to get old. And so I had everybody in the house, and we were all hidden. And my dad walks in the door. We yell surprise. And all of a sudden, I hear my aunt yell a bad word. And so everybody turns the light on. Apparently, Judd got so scared when we yelled surprise, he pooped on the floor. And my aunt stepped in it.
He died.
No, my aunt stepped in it. She was not amused.
Oh, that's awesome. I love it. All right. 18 past the hour on Good Day. More fun.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
So, you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now, you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
I'll grow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
When the temperature starts to drop, putting off seasonal vehicle maintenance and needed repairs can leave you stranded. Be ready for the colder months ahead with the help of your local O'Reilly Auto Parts. Checking for cracked belts and hoses, inspecting your fluid levels, and replacing worn brake pads will keep you and your family safe this winter. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Not shoot this song, Rich McFadden.
Oh, I love this song.
Well, don't give it away because we're going to have a little fun here. All right. Every week or so, we do our top five from a particular year. And you know what? I have to admit, I don't know what year this is.
Neither do I.
So this is going to be like, it's going to be like 83, 4, something like that. Somewhere in there. I'll see if I can find out what year it is. Michael, find out what year this is for me. So, the top five songs from this year and somewhere in the early 80s.
This undetermined year.
We play the five songs, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then you listen to them all. You go, oh, I know this because I was a senior in high school or I was just really tuned into music. And then just give us a call, 1-800-510-8255. And the first one in with the correct answer to all five songs wins a little prize from the Doug Steffen Prize Closet. So here is number five. This was a famous duet. It was used in a movie, and I'm not going to give you any more because then that gives it away. Okay, so I was right. It was close anyway. It was 82.
Lovely.
Oh, there it is. Okay. All right, so there's number five. Here goes number four. Yeah. Here's my one clue here. It's the guy who killed the Doobie Brothers.
No, that doesn't help me at all.
No?
Okay. I don't think I know.
Number four, 1-800-510-8255. After we get number three here, if you got a pretty good idea, you can start dialing. It's number four here, the guy who killed the Doobie Brothers.
Boy, I'm tanking.
This will be the hard one.
I mean, I recognize the song. I have no idea.
I would get this one, but this will be the hard one. Roberta, you're out of it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no chance. All right, here's one you guys will both get. That's number three. Here's number two.
Oh.
Okay, everybody will get this one.
Ah.
Little Jitty, Bap Jack Knight.
This is when he was just two names instead of three, right?
This is when he was just two names, right?
Yeah.
Is that middle name really his middle name? I'd like to see his birth certificate.
No, I think that middle name
is not. It was given to him by the record company.
Ah. Yeah.
So, and it wasn't his middle name. It was his last name, and then he made it his middle name, and then he got rid of it altogether.
Right.
So, all right, that's number two. Here comes number one. Australian band.
And I'm not feeling right. All I wish is to be alone. Stay away. Don't you invade my heart.
Your clue would be here. They come from a land down under. Number one song this week in 1982. Let's go through them again. And 1-800-510-8255. Here's number five, well-known duet.
is up where we belong.
Bonus points if you tell us what movie it's
from. The eagles cry on the mountain high.
Number four, the Doobie Brothers' Killer. I need help him get some big hits, but he made them light rock. Number three, this will be the hard one. And number two, the easy one, the gimme. Little bit about Jack and Diane. And then number one. 1-800-510-8255. If you know all five of them, give us a call. It's 28 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffens. Good day.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
Here we go. Cod liver oil. Smells like fried cat puke. Won't bother me. Lost my sense of smell in the chem lab explosion years ago.
Birdwatchers Steve Martin and Owen Wilson faced the great outdoors in The Big Year. The two and co-star Jack Black went all the way to the Yukon, and director David Frankel told me they loved it.
That was a treat for all of them. They're all fans of each other's, and they got along famously, and they're really funny. I mean, as funny as they were on screen, they were just as funny off screen.
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly, in your own home, with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on demand, on cable, weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on movies on demand, on cable, this week. Ryan Reynolds lights up the screen in Green Lantern. Recess is over for Cameron Diaz in Bad Teacher. Selena Gomez and Leighton Meester are a sure bet in Monte Carlo. And Demian Bashir seeks a better life. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount. A discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WISEFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it to lift my voice to sing a song of praise on this good day.
33 past the hour. Get up, get ready, get out. Let's go. Hang out with us for a little bit longer, though. It's Doug Steffens' good day. Doug, you know what? Hey, we decided we don't know where he's at. I thought he was still in Tiffin, but then we remembered there's a RadioCon flab down in Dallas, and I think he might be on a plane on his way down to there. But he's supposed to check in a little later in the show, so stick around, hang out with us for a while, grab another cup of coffee. Roberta has the Queen of Cheap coming up in a minute, and it's Freebie Friday, so you don't want to miss that. And I've heard tons of stations stealing this bit, Roberta. So
no, they're doing Freebie Friday?
But their people are only the Princess of Cheap because we have the
right. I think they're stealing your stuff and just reposting it.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So anyway, stick around for the Queen of Cheap. Jennifer has TV news in just a little bit. And Tom Parsons from BestFares.com will be up in a few minutes with your deals
your
of the week
deals.
If you're looking to travel anytime soon. Until then, we've got the top five songs from this week in 1982. So where were you in 1982 this week? I was a senior in high school.
So I was four.
I was
Roberta.
In school. Yeah.
Okay.
And Roberta, where were you? You were working at UPI.
1982, yes, I was at, no, actually 1982 I was at WOR.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right, so let's see where Kelly was. Hold on, let me move this. Kelly, whoops, hold on a minute. Hold on a second, Kelly. I got to...
All right, Kelly. Almost.
Hold on a second here.
Rich is trying to figure out what buttons to push.
No, it's the phone software here. Hold on, I got to get... Kelly, don't... Boom, there we are. All right, Kelly. Where were you in 1982? What were you doing?
I believe I was 7 or 8. I don't know. This is a lot of math. It's 3:30 in the morning here.
7 or 8. All right, so how do you connect all of these songs? Well, let's see if you do first. Hold on, let's go.
Wait, where are you calling from, Kelly?
I am calling from North Pole, Alaska. It's about 10 minutes outside of Fairbanks.
Really cold.
Yes.
I know, when you said it's 3:30, that means it's even earlier, because it's 4:30 where I am. So.
Oh, no, it's 3:30 in the morning. I'm on my way to work.
Hey, when people send all the mail.
Do you work for Santa?
Yeah, when people send all the mail up there, what happens
Safeway
to it?
Work.
Yeah, does a lot of mail go there to the North Pole?
Actually, yeah, we get a lot of letters to Santa. There's a place that has a whole big operation for it. So.
What do they do with the letters?
They answer them. Yep. There's a lot of people who volunteer and answer them, yep.
So it's all volunteer-based?
Mostly, as far as I understand, yeah.
The elves help Santa answer all the letters from all the kids, Rich.
All right, well, let's see how Kelly does on the top five here. Let's start with number five.
Love is up
Mariah Carey. You know that song?
I think so. That's Where We Belong. I think it was Officer and a Gentleman, right?
That's right.
That was the movie.
Yeah.
Who sings it?
I know the man is Joe Cocker, and I want to say the lady's Jennifer Williams.
Jennifer Warren.
Like
close enough. Close enough.
That's close. Okay. Jennifer yeah. Warren, for sure. Yeah,
all right,
okay,
very good.
That
so
was
far,
hard.
So good. All right, here's the Doobie Brother Killer. All right, song and artist.
I want to say, if keep forgetting, Michael Collins, is that it? He sang the What a Fool Believes song, too, I know.
Yeah, you've got the right guy, but you have the wrong name.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I'm going to have to...
Something like Michael W. Smith, that's not it, but
no,
something like that.
No, Michael
I can't
Collins,
remember.
Not Michael W. Smith. All right, Kelly, thank you for calling.
All right,
we got a little consolation.
Yeah.
I like her.
Yeah, I know, I like her, too, but
she
let's see.
She's in the North Pole, she's hard for.
But Santa!
I know, but we got to be
cold over there.
Because Trevor here might have all five of them. All right, Trevor, let's go back here. Number five we gave you, so what is number four here?
Number four is Michael McDonald.
Okay.
Keep forgetting.
That's right, okay.
Good job.
So he's rolling along with that. Let's see what number three brings us.
Eye in the Sky by Alan Parsons Project.
See, now
very
it's
good.
All downhill from here. That was the hard one. Number two.
Oh, he's my favorite. That's John Cougar, Jack and Diane.
Very good. Off of one of his, either his first or his second album. Here you go. Number one.
That would be Who Can It Be Now by Men at Work.
There it is. Top five. Very good.
Good
1982.
Job.
Got them all. What were you
Where
doing
were you
in 1982?
Yeah.
Well, I was in 10th grade, and I was celebrating my birthday, because today's my birthday.
Hey, happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
All right, so we're going to send you a nice little birthday present, then. That's cool. What are you doing for your birthday?
Well, I'm headed to work right now.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Your boss doesn't give you the day off. Come on now.
No, it doesn't work that way.
What do you do for
you get a nice dinner or anything tonight?
Yes, actually, we will be. We'll be having an outside bonfire in Pennsylvania on a cold night, and it'll be great.
Mm. Yeah, that's
that
awesome.
That sounds fun. Make us some more for us.
We will.
All right, Trevor, have a great day at work. Happy birthday, buddy.
Hey, thank you, man.
All right, there's the top five from
cool.
this week in 1982. Now we move on over here and let Roberta do her thing. Oops.
Ooh, she got the list. Room today.
Cougar's singing you in there.
I like it. I like it.
Hold
let me
on,
hear
man.
Bruce.
You want to hear Bruce?
Yes.
All right, hold on here.
Can you shower seat because you are the queen.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
All right, so like I said, two stations here in the Washington area are ripping your bit off.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to sue them. Sue them.
So, the
so what are they calling it?
Is that they only do it once a week.
Ah.
We do it every day. They just do a Freebie Friday, and they literally call it Freebie Friday. We should patent
that was
this.
My name. We
so,
should have patented it.
If you go to their websites, they
yeah.
only have something for you once a week. If you go to Good Day Show or DougStefan.com, every single day there's a bargain, and on Fridays we give you something for free.
Freebie Friday!
The great thing about this, the beauty of all this, is that instead of you having to hunt and peck all over the internet
That's
to
right.
find deals, Roberta does it for you. So what do you got for us today, Roberta?
Okay, well, the first one isn't free, but it was such a great deal that I had to put it up there anyway because it expires tomorrow. So that's why it couldn't wait until Monday. It's the Children's Place, which, as you may know, it does children's wear. I mean, some great
oh, yeah.
stuff. They're
spend
all over
tons
the place.
Of money there.
Yep, Children's Place. Well, through tomorrow, you can save an extra 25% off on everything. That includes sale items, too. An extra 25% off. So if you're looking,
I'm
you know,
it.
This, if the cold weather now is coming suddenly, we're getting snow in the Northeast. How bizarre is that? And, you know, and your kid's grown out of their winter clothes. Well, you get an extra 25% off everything through tomorrow at the Children's Place.
Yep,
so
I'm all
that's
over
why
that.
I put it up on Freebie Friday. Old Country Buffet is giving away free kids' meals on Halloween after 5 p.m. We also have free pumpkin carving templates for you. Some of them are really cool. There's some Disney ones, and there are some Pumpkin Masters ones, and you know these are the things that you put on top of your pumpkins, and you kind of draw the outline, and
yeah.
you can do really cool pumpkin carvings. Olay has some freebies sometime today. A lot of people are doing this now. A lot of the products. What you do is you go to their Facebook page and you sign up. And then sometime on Friday, they don't tell you when, of course, they start giving away product. And usually it's kind of limited to the first 5,000 or 10,000 or 20,000 or whatever it is. So Olay and Garnier are both doing that today on the Internet, on their Facebook page. So if you want to take part in this, just go there and see what time they're bringing these things up. We have a free Love's Diaper sample. They're doing the same thing on Facebook again today. If you are a Sam's Club member, you can get a free sample of Pro Force Disinfectant. I guess that kind of cleans just about everything. If you're looking to get thin, there's a Thin Q sample. It's kind of like a drink. It's a coupon for some free product, first 25,000, and free Aveeno natural samples, too, and that's from Walmart, and that's just for everybody. You don't have to, like, belong to Walmart or whatever it is. I think Sam's Club is part of Walmart, isn't it?
Yes,
Sam's
it
Club,
is.
The Walmart chain?
Yep.
Well, you don't have to belong to Sam's Club. You get a free Aveeno sample just by clicking on our link. On the Queen of Cheap site, on Good Day site, on DougStephan.com, or was it GoodDayShow.com is the other one, right?
GoodDayShow.com,
All right. And just look at Queen of Cheap. And there's a lot of stuff all from this week that's still valid. So just don't check out Freebie Friday. Check out everything that's that we've posted this this week. There's a lot of things that are actually a heads up for the weekend, too, like stuff at Toys R Us. There's a Halloween parade there and some free food for kids on Halloween at IHOP. So just check it all out.
Christmas deals will be coming up soon.
Oh, yeah, those are coming up. And Veterans Day deals are coming up, too. I've been compiling those for you.
Speaking of Christmas, yesterday's poll at DougStephan.com was Halloween is Monday. How's your Christmas shopping going? 14% said I'm finished.
I'm almost finished.
That disgusts me.
Show off.
Yeah. No, no, my thing is I want to be finished by Halloween and wrapped by Thanksgiving.
That is disgusting.
And then I'm done.
How many people do you have to buy for?
Three.
Yeah, okay. All right.
My two kids and Tom.
Right, okay.
Three.
So I have...
my parents are dead, so I don't buy for them anymore.
Yeah, that's lucky you.
We give his mother money.
I was able to kill off one parent this year, so there's one guy I don't have to buy for.
Yeah, right.
So,
yeah.
But, I mean, my brother who has two kids decides to go out and get remarried with a woman that has three kids. Okay? So now I have five nieces and nephews to buy for. My other brother...
You guys should draw names.
My other brother gets divorced, okay, and is now dating a girl who has three kids. He has two. She has three. There's 10.
What is up with your brother?
Nephews.
Trying to become the Brady Bunch or something, or what?
Yeah. Oh, what's up with that? Am I the only one who can stay married? I got my two kids, okay? You guys only have to buy for two of mine. What's going on with this? So anyway, all right. So that's why I don't have anything barely close to done, because I have like 15 nieces and nephews to buy for. So, all right. So 11% said I'm about halfway done. 19% said I've just gotten a few things. 13% said I've barely started, just like me. 19% said I don't start until November. 24% said I don't even think about it until December. Which is usually me, but now I'm behind the gun, so I've got to get a little bit of an early start. Today's poll, what do you think about the move by a Connecticut congressman to try and get Halloween moved to the last Saturday of the month of October instead of the 31st? I actually think this is probably a good thing.
Like Thanksgiving?
No, the last Saturday of October.
Yeah,
yes,
but Thanksgiving's
like
always Thursday.
Right,
I know.
Thursday, right.
Come on, people. Yeah, then the kids will never have Halloween at school. Come on.
Well, they could celebrate it on Friday and then go trick-or-treating on Saturday.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
You know what? Going trick-or-treating on Monday night after dark. Yeah,
not a good idea.
The kids go out on Thursday at 7:30, 8 o'clock, whenever it gets dark. They get home around 9. They're going to have to eat at least a piece or two of candy because they're going to be all jacked up.
Right?
By 10 o'clock, you're still trying to wrangle these kids into bed. It's tough.
You know, and after dark is dangerous. I remember a couple of years ago when Victoria, I think she was about 4, she was dressed as a Teletubby, and I was, you know, literally like Mother Hen.
Which
next
Teletubby?
I was... The red one, whatever the red one was.
Right.
And
not the
gay one, no. And I was like within 3 feet of her the entire time. And for literally 10 seconds, I turned around to talk to a neighbor of mine whose son was with us, who was the same age almost as Victoria. And during that 10 seconds, she had kind of wandered out into the street and there was a car coming around, and thank God my neighbor saw it and just suddenly bolted and grabbed her out of the way.
Yeah.
She would have been hit by the car.
Yeah, well, hey, listen, if you're driving through a neighborhood on Halloween, and you should be doing about 4 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And this was a blind curve, too. I mean, literally, I mean, it could be no more than 10 seconds, Rich. I was shaking, absolutely shaking. So, I mean, to bring your kid out at dark, you know, and in a lot of the parts of the country, by the time they get home from school and they have something to eat, it's dark out.
Well, it's going
to
be dark on Saturday night, too. So, I mean,
you know, it was at 5:30, 6 o'clock. It's dark in many parts of the country already.
All right, so
I agree with you.
Website.
I think Saturday is the way to do it. Absolutely.
And answer the poll. Here's your options. Terrific idea. I'd vote for it. It'd be easier if they did that with all holidays.
Yeah, right.
Don't
I
move
think
it.
So.
It's a tradition, and I don't think we should celebrate Halloween at all. It's at DougStefan.com.
Hey,
Jennifer comes up with her movie or TV news just in just 60 seconds.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in her walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
There she is, the one who knows all, sees all, tells all about television. What's on tonight? We have the World
Mama
Series.
Cleo.
That's right.
Yes, the World Series game numero 7. See what they doing tonight. Also, Blue Bloods on CBS. That's what I'll be watching. And news today, you know, first they axed All My Children, then One Life to Live, and now the rumor mill is a-churning that ABC is going to get rid of General Hospital.
Ooh.
They'll decide this spring.
Really?
Part of that goes to the fact that they're getting out of the soap opera business, which is so disappointing. The other part is that the Katie Couric syndicated show is doing really, really well. It's cleared in about 60% of the country so far. And to make room for that, the ABC network is looking at dumping General Hospital.
So none of the other networks or even the deep cable networks are picking up any of these soap operas.
No, but what's happening is there's a company called Prospect Park that has picked up One Life to Live and All My Children, although we haven't heard much about it. They're supposed to relaunch both shows in January on the Internet.
On the Internet. How can they make enough money?
I don't know. And they're actually doing full production. I mean, they offered Susan Lucci her salary to come to All My Children. So they're not messing around, although she did not sign on to the show because she wanted more vacation time and they didn't want to give it to her. So anyway, for you Steve Jobs fans, he is everywhere. After he has passed, he is everywhere. PBS has put together a special called Steve Jobs One Last Thing, which will premiere on the network Wednesday, November 2nd at 10 p.m. You can check out the documentary about his life.
Somebody else will have one more last thing.
Yeah, exactly. And one last thing, lastest thing. Big Bang Theory star Kaylee Cuoco, she was on that show with John Ritter. Now she's a big star because of the Big Bang Theory. She's been picked to host the People's Choice Awards. She just hosted the Teen Choice Awards. And so January 11th, she's got the new gig. She bumped out Queen Latifah, who's done it for the past 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah. And there's a feud brewing. We'll tell you about it next week on The X Factor between Paula Abdul and the guy hosting the show, Steve Jones. I'll tell you all about
it.
Next
I don't like that guy much. It's kind of weird. Brits are taking over our television. All right.
Right.
51 passed on Good Day. Thank you, Jennifer.
Achoo.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Close to it, on his way to Dallas for a big talk conference, leaving Tiffin, Ohio. So we always have Tommy here on Friday mornings to kind of hook us up with some travel deals. Tom Parsons from bestfares.com. If you go to DougStephan.com and click on Tom's beautiful mug down there in the contributors section, it will take you over to bestfares.com and hook you up with the deal of the week, which is what, Tommy?
Oh, well, actually, I'm going to give you a little red light here for a few, for USA travel. We just ended up a big, big airfare sale this week. For even for Christmas, I mean, we're seeing. And I told folks last night on our final email and Twitter and everything else that airfares for Christmas and New Year's. I mean, Dallas to New Orleans today is $238 or higher for Christmas. Yesterday, $118. I think we'll still get another one of these sales, but we also, I think, across the USA, Southwest, AirTran, Virgin's going to pull their fare sale about 11:30 Eastern this morning, and then you're also going to see there's nothing from Frontier or JetBlue. Got to be cautious on USA travel, but then we do have some things you might want to do your homework on. One of the deals we're seeing is a $500 off. If you've ever been down to trying to get to Auckland, New Zealand from the West Coast, which was selling for most airlines $1,100 right now through December 15th, the price is coming in with this instant discount on Air New Zealand. It's coming in at $669. So even from New York or Boston or Washington, D.C. or anywhere, you're going to get $500 off those lowest published fares. And you might want to grab that if that's the place you've been wanting to go. Southwest, we still think there are going to be sales and sales. But if you're smart, you'll go out there and get this $25 off travel certificate. It's good for, I think, up to 8 travelers, maybe 9. But, again, it's $25 off through January 31st. It's not good through the holidays.
Travel through January 31st or purchase through January 31st?
No, the purchase, I think, is in sometime in the last week of November. But if you got to get it, and it takes up to 7 days, so get it in your sock drawer and wait for the next sale. Okay?
You know, you just said something that was kind of important. You said they're going to pull their sales
right
today. And this happens every week, doesn't it, on Friday?
Right. Yeah, I mean, Thursdays, the biggest sales happen, Doug always argues, but it happens Tuesday morning. I always suggest waiting until late Tuesday afternoon. About 80% of the sales end on a Thursday evening at midnight.
So the dumb guy in the corner has a question. Why do we always have you on Fridays then? Why don't we have you on Tuesdays when all the sales happen?
Yeah, or Tuesday or Wednesday would be better.
Wednesdays.
Yeah.
We can't do Wednesdays because that's Warren.
Are we rescheduling? Can't do Wednesday, but let's try again.
Yeah, or Thursday morning. Thursday morning, at least we'll know what's going to happen. But anyway, this is the third thing we have. You're heading to Hawaii. It is on sale from select U.S. cities. And we do, if you have any Visa card, you can get 20% off Hawaiian, not Hawaiian, but Alaska Airlines. They are adding a lot of service to Hawaii right now. Or 20% off to Mexico. And that includes Cancun, Puerto Vallarta, Los Cabos. That's also.
Who's flying to Mexico right now? Isn't everybody kind of freaked out about Mexico? I know you
did. No way.
You're in a compound.
If you fly over the problems, I used to go across San Diego, Tijuana all the time. You won't see me do it today. But I've been to Mexico twice this last year. So I have no problems going to Cancun. And I was at the Dallas, Washington, D.C., Dallas, Washington football game the other day. And I was telling folks, the number of people get killed in Mexico City, percentage based on population per capita, it's 10 times more likely you'll get killed in Washington, D.C.
Well, that's reassuring.
So are we not going to Washington, D.C.? You know, I would say don't, you know, El Paso actually is one of the safest cities in America. You cross across the border and you're in the second dangerous city in the world. So, also, one more thing before we get out of here. You know, we're celebrating 30 years this month, and we're doing a little sweepstakes.
Best Fares is.
Yep, 30 years.
Congratulations. That's great.
And you know, your odds are going to be pretty good. So if you go on the Doug's page, sign up for the thing, you do it every day up until November, and it's going to be, we call it the Big City Getaway. We picked the five most popular destinations here in America, from New York City, Orlando, Miami, Las Vegas, L.A., anywhere in the United States, to those destinations, three nights, four-star, car rental, everything. So sign up for it every day, and you'll have the, you know, increase your odds. So I think this will be one of the best odds you can get. I mean, we're only expecting, like, maybe 100,000 people, but maybe less.
So go to DougStephan.com or GoodDayShow.com, and you can click on Tom's picture, get right over to BestFares.com, sign up, and maybe you can win some free airfare. Compliments of Tom Parsons at bestfares.com. Thank you, Tommy. It's 58 past the hour. Doug Stephan's Good Day.
There's a guy.